Well, I don't like it when you and the one that doesn't speak just kind of whisper to each other while the records are on. What's
well,
that about?
Well, there are a couple of things, actually, but one of them I won't talk about. But the second one is, you know, yesterday you were talking about Sally Moore. What was she called?
Sally Morgan, Psychic
to the Stars.
On ITV2.
Yeah, and it had appeared on TV Burp, hadn't it?
Well, we were saying on Saturday night, Harry Hill wasn't that complimentary about Sally Morgan's Star Psychic show because of the lack of celebrities on it.
Yeah, and so he was laughing.
And I was thinking, oh no, I'm going to be next.
And he was laughing at the fact that it was Lisa Scott Lee and
Linda Lusardi
and
some bloke from a basketball team.
And a basketball team.
Yeah.
But you weren't even high enough to get on that list.
No.
But you never told anybody that you were doing this. You kept this all very quiet.
I didn't like to mention it.
You've
been on it.
Yes, but I kept it quiet as well. Anyhow, it's not about me, it's about you. So we've tracked down the programme that went out last week, and boy, is it funny.
Oh, good. And we'll be doing that soon, I imagine.
Oh, for the next 2 hours.
You're listening to the best of Mills from unofficialmills.co.uk, the Scott Mills fan site.
This is Radio 1.
Hello, Scott, it's 5:14. Right, so yes, I have done this show, which is called Sally Morgan Star Psychic, and it's on ITV2. Why are you laughing?
I'm not. Where did you film it?
In a club in London in the daytime.
Because me and Dave had to film it somewhere where we would all be apparently very comfortable in a natural environment, and they took us to a bowling alley.
Oh. Mine was in a club.
Very nice.
Anyway, Sally is amazing. She knows everything, right?
Mm.
Now, when you watch the show, you might not think she's that amazing because she does come up with stuff that people already know, but she's pretty good. So here's the appearance for you right now.
Sally is on her way to her next celebrity reading.
Scott Mills, Radio 1 DJ.
That's me. And here's the actual me.
Oh, wow. This man has some very exciting news.
Right, so she knows already without...
Before she's just seen a photo of you, hasn't she?
She's seen a photo and she knows that there's some very exciting news.
It's off to a tanning salon.
And actually, I think you'll find she's very excited to be meeting me.
Yeah.
Well, how does he feel about meeting psychic Sal? Mm.
Well, so she can pick up stuff already?
Yeah,
it's
a weird thing.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm not...
You sound very nervous.
I am a bit nervous.
Did they have to explain to you what a psychic was?
For a bit, yeah. What, so she knows stuff already? That's right, that's generally what a psychic is.
Oh, dear.
So I was nervous, but, you know, quite excited. And she's seen a picture of me. Yes. I've been explained to you what exactly a psychic does. And now this bit.
Hello. Nice to meet you.
Very nice. I'm
going to
give you a kiss. Oh, yes.
Two kisses, showbiz.
Two kisses, very nice. What does she say there? Something about her tassels or something.
No, she doesn't.
Hello. Nice to meet you.
Very nice. I'm going to give you a kiss.
I'm going to give you a kiss. Hold on.
All right.
Dead. There was an instant connection.
Like really bonded.
Instant connection between us.
Hello.
Did you part immediately after the second kiss, or was there a bit of holding on?
I pretty much got out of there. Anyway, as you can hear, an instant connection, and she did come up with some astounding revelations whilst on this show.
I like the agent that you have.
You do?
You had big changes there.
I did.
And I'm very pleased.
So she likes my agent.
Right. Was your agent there at the time?
No.
What's this got to do with you?
Well, she likes the
she
agent,
likes the agent that's booked you for her show.
Yeah. She's very happy with my agent.
Who thought it'd be a good idea for you to go on her show, so she likes your agent.
I like the agent.
Thank you very much for booking him on the show.
Did she know who your agent was? Do you think maybe she'd spoken to him beforehand?
I don't think so. No, I don't think it works like that,
Trevor. Right. Okay.
Are you suggesting that she might have spoken to my agent and he would have told her stuff beforehand?
Mm.
No,
maybe some exciting things were about to happen.
I don't think that's the case. Are you ready for some very exciting news, though?
I'm on the edge of my chair again.
By Sally Morgan, Star Psychic.
Yeah.
Here we go.
You're going to be offered a television programme, and it will have quite a high profile attached to it.
Right.
You must say yes to it.
I should.
Oh, definitely. Have you been offered the lottery?
Yes.
You're joking. Have you really?
Yes.
Oh, my God, Scott, you're going to do it. Oh, you're going to do it.
Now, I do that every week.
Yeah. Surely, could you not have got that just by turning on the telly?
It was filmed a while ago.
Was it filmed before you ever hit the button?
Yeah.
Right.
But it made no sense because it went out last week, so it made Sally look a bit silly. So I've done it for on and off for the last six months.
Could have read it in the Radio Times. Presumably, though, she's right, the big show is upstaged. Is that what she means there?
Maybe, I don't know. We didn't go into that.
Did she not mention that one?
We went deep into my childhood. Are you ready?
Yes.
When I look at you when you were younger, I can see, like, this female influence around you.
Yeah.
I'll be your mum, will it?
Probably.
When I look at you when you were younger, I can see, like, this female influence around you.
So we are. I'm going to do the lottery.
Did she say which female? Just that?
Yeah, just that. Could have been my mum.
Judy Garland.
Can't think of any others. Really? And then we say goodbye.
You're so right on so many things.
Am I, darling?
Yeah.
Give me a kiss. I love you, darling.
Oh, we embraced for a while.
Did you have to give her a kiss for every one she got right?
You're so right on so many things.
Am I, darling?
Yeah.
Give me a kiss. I love you, darling. You're gorgeous.
Hang on.
What?
So at the end of the whole thing, right? She said that you were going to present the lottery,
yep.
Which you'd already kind of agreed it had been in the Radio Times.
No, it hadn't.
And that you had a mum.
Yeah. That's it, yeah.
That is astonishing.